This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, for years, women have been dyeing their hair. People like me dyeing them blonde. Them, meaning, because hair is plural, okay? I don't dye it blonde. You got millions of hairs, so I dye them blonde. I don't do the eyebrows or anything else, just the top of the head. And chest hair gets shaved. You know how that is. Underarm hair, true. But we've been dyeing our hair blonde for those of us that like blonde, because we think the guys like them more. And I have no problem admitting that. I think I look better blonde. I noticed that guys found me more attractive blonde. And so since basically college, I've been a blonde. Okay? Now, I know you're like, oh, she's not a real blonde. No. I mean, if you see my Facebook, you see pictures of me as a kid. Well, actually, I was born blonde. I was born as a blonde baby. Blue-eyed blonde. The blonde hair falls out. Then it comes back, kind of strawberry blonde, then brown, and it just keeps getting darker. Same thing. My sons were both towheads, and blonde, 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 and then they're just now, the hair just gets darker. So that just seems to happen. It's the melanocyte maturity, and I don't know, maybe some genes, or maybe their real father is starting to come into play. So, but, you know, because Corey thinks he's their father. That's between you and me. He's a father. Anyway, so there's actually now a study saying that men do prefer blondes. There's actually science behind it. And maybe Marilyn Monroe caused that. I don't know. But research has found that men judge women with blonde hair to be significantly younger and healthier looking than brunettes. They also thought blonde women were more promiscuous. And remember, in the animal kingdom, and humans are animals, okay, animals don't like rejection. And so a blonde, according to this study, may be more inviting. Now, you guys know I was as prude as could be. I was pretty religious, and I was prude. I had my knees bolted together for the longest time. But I don't give that appearance, not with the bleach in my hair. And I'm not trying to say that women who bleach their hair will look like hoochie mamas, okay? I'm not going to say that, but according to the study, they think we are. They say blondes did have the advantage when it came to dating, but brunettes had an advantage when it came to marriage because they were judged to have greater parenting potential. In a study of 110 men led by Augsburg University in Minnesota, they said blondes got more tips as waitresses in restaurants and were more likely to be offered help by men. That is so true. Nobody opened the doors for me when I was a brunette. All of a sudden, I used lemon juice and some spray on whatever and peroxide, and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, people were falling over themselves opening the doors. Crazy. They say psychologists showed men computer-generated photographs of women with blonde, brown, or black hair. Researchers found that the men rated women with lighter hair as being more attractive, having greater relationship potential than those with black hair. And there was not really, I guess, in terms of blondes and brunettes, it was more of the black hair that seemed to have more of a relation of a disadvantage. They said after, I'm reading this for you guys, after just an instant of men viewing the pictures of women's shoulders up, blondes were seen as significantly younger looking and more healthier than brunettes. Men also judge blonde women to be more promiscuous, and they are more likely to pick up on them as dates. But who's going to be the mother of the child, a brunette? So, another study found women with long hair as less healthy and attractive, but women with medium-length hair to have better relationship potential. Now, this report was published in the Journal of Social Psychology. And so, male preference for blondes, they think, was an evolutionary evolutionary advantage. It's in caveman days, hair color was seen as a good way to pick a potential partner. Our hair tends to darken with age. Women are naturally lighter hair, are younger, and seen as more fertile. But psychologists also suggest that men's preference came to judging a woman as desirable because of media influence, like, you know, Jane Mansfield and Marilyn Monroe and Britney Spears and Paris Hilton and, you know, all the blondes that had, you know, seemed to be icons for people. Who's the one from Fantastic Four? Jessica Alba? Yeah. Okay, so am I shallow for wanting to be blonde? Here's the thing. I'm at the age now where some gray hairs are coming in, and it's a heck of a lot easier to go with the blonde do than with the brunette do. I've been married 21 years. I don't need to have guys open the door for me. I can open my own door. And why aren't women opening doors for men? I see men come out of Home Depot carrying things that do we see, are women opening doors for men? Do women ever pull a chair out for a man? You know, men sometimes have prostates the size of watermelons. You would think it's a nice thing to do for the lady to pull a chair out for a man. Does my husband pull my chair out? No. Does he open the door for me? Sometimes he does. Like when we go out and there's people around, he'll open up the car door. I'm like, oh, really? Really? Just because everybody's looking, really? And he'll slam it on my dress. So, I understand why the blonde is a appealing thing, and it's because we have these stereotypes. And I think the media, I think our culture really did embed those into us. So you could be a gorgeous brunette. There's a lot of beautiful brunettes out there, a lot. So, but the blondes seem to be the icons. They seem to be the ones that just, in society or in Hollywood, whatever, seem to be up at the top and revered as the top. And so do I think somebody who goes from brunette to blonde is doing themselves an advantage? No, some people do better with darker hair color. But for somebody like me, I'm kind of hooked on the blonde, and I'm going to stick to it. It works. My husband hasn't left me yet. 1-877-DOCTOR-RILEY, don't go away.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. And have a happy new year. This is 2018. I'm still blown away. But thank you guys for tuning in. We're still on Twitter. We're still on Facebook. And I'm still as obnoxious as ever with my selfies. We were talking about the difficulty people are having or will have getting narcotics. One of you had written on Facebook. A lot of you guys, you know, you could also write on our website at drdahlia.com, but I have no problem with you guys messaging on Facebook. And Michael writes that when he came in to get a narcotic prescription, and he doesn't call it a narcotic, he calls it a pain pill, but the issue is with controlled substances per se. So he, and I'm paraphrasing, he came in, and rather than giving the medication, he was referred to a chiropractor. And he was not going to be prescribed the pain medication until after he saw the chiropractor. So he wants to know what's up with that, and what if he doesn't want to see a chiropractor, and is this a part of the new law? Now, I don't know what's happening in other people's states. In Nevada, we talked about AB 474, where medical providers now have to go through a lot more protocols before they institute a new prescription for a controlled substance. And I know everybody's saying, oh, it's just has to do with pain medications, but no, the law says controlled substances, and controlled substances mean benzodiazepines like Xanax and Valium. It means diet pills. It means testosterone. Testosterone falls under controlled substances. Ambien, ADD medication. So, cough syrup with some codeine. So, as a result, because if we don't follow protocol, we could be censured, we could be fined. If you possibly overdosed and we didn't report it, we could be criminally charged with a misdemeanor. Many medical providers were anticipating will say, okay, you know what, I don't have time for this. I cannot jeopardize my practice and all the years of my training and all the money I've put into my, I'm just not going to prescribe these things. This is the first time I've heard, and remember, the law has only been in place now 2 days, or 3 days. We're on day three. Being referred to a chiropractor prior to a medication being given. Now, what could be going on with that? Now, you know, I am very pro-chiropractic. I'm married to a chiropractor, and I benefit from chiropractic because when my, you know, vertebrae are subluxated or I start feeling numb in a certain area or I need some traction, I just love manipulation. I think chiropractic manipulation, osteopathic manipulation, any sort of manipulation, physical therapy, massage, any of these modalities that chiropractors use, I'm a huge fan of. All right. I don't know of all the different modalities. I only know a lot of the mainstream ones. I know that there's some that may not be doing as much mainstream. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, I can't really comment on that. But I'm a huge fan of the Gonstead technique and, you know, certain techniques because when I have a migraine or when my hips are out of alignment or I start to have a leg length discrepancy, you know, you need somebody mechanically putting you back into place. You need somebody also working on your muscles and helping release tension and fascia and, you know, allowing nerves to innervate the way they're supposed to do. So as a medical doctor, I have always been a huge fan and implemented that sort of therapy into my treatments. In terms of not getting a narcotic prescription until you do chiropractic, that's kind of new. What could be happening with that particular medical provider is we medical providers now have to come up with a plan prior to administering or writing your prescription. We have to do a mental health evaluation, basically, to assess if you have any addictive behaviors or drug-seeking behaviors. If I gave you Valium, are you going to become addicted to Valium? Are you going to then stop taking the Valium after you become addicted and seize? Are you going to mix the Valium with alcohol? Are you going to mix the narcotic with alcohol? Are you going to sell the narcotic? Now, we already have been doing that. Ever since we graduated medical school, we've been doing that. But they want the documentation that you went through all of that. So my guess is to save time, some medical providers are going to come up with forms. They're going to probably have to institute staff, pay for extra staff to sit down and make sure that the patient has gone through the steps. The doctor will also go through the steps. So my guess is, you know, this is something that we'll have to just show documentation of. And honestly, in this day and age with lawsuits, it's smart to document that. But in terms of a treatment plan and trying to use as little medication as possible, and to try to look like the pain medication is a last resort, not that that's what the law is saying, but it implies that's what we need to kind of prove we did. If somebody does have chronic back pain or chronic headaches or neck pain, it's not that unfathomable that your medical provider will recommend some physical therapy or some osteopathic manipulation or chiropractic manipulation or massage or acupuncture, home exercises, work restrictions, stretches, ice, moist heat. Okay, that's not that uncommon. That's something that we should be doing. Pills don't cure back pain. Pills don't cure neck pain. But that being said, if you've done all of that, if you've been through the gamut, or you break a rib, or you actually throw your back out, and you can't sleep, and you can't function, and you've got to, you know, take care of the kids, Okay, I mean, you gotta cook dinner. You have to, you know, a muscle relaxant, which is also a controlled substance, and a pain medication can provide you relief, can relax some of the muscles, can stop some of the tension that you have, and I think they are therapeutic. They're not as therapeutic as an anti-inflammatory, but the anti-inflammatories, which have been a big problem in medicine, was the go-to medication instead of narcotics, Aleve, Naprosyn, ibuprofen, etc. Ibuprofen is Advil, and then Aleve is Naprosyn. So we would prescribe those until we realized, you know, we could be hurting people's kidneys, people's hearts, people's stomach lining. We got to start cutting back on the anti-inflammatories. So then the narcotics went up. So we have to introduce more physical modalities with it. Now, to not get the prescription and be punted to a physical medicine specialist, like a chiropractor, etc., that is a sign that you're not getting the prescription that easily. Now, maybe you can go back to the doctor after you showed you did treatment, but how much treatment do they want? Do they want 6 weeks? 4 weeks? What do they want? So I understand how Michael's frustrated. I understand how a lot of people could be frustrated, and I don't know what the answer is. Okay? The fear of not being able to get a pain medication starts to make you hurt. You just start to hurt. I don't use pain medications, but I've had a headache now for 2 days. And I'm like, why? Why am I? It's just the thought of there being a time when you're going to have difficulty getting a medication for pain is very scary to people. And then many times you will start to fathom pain. Pain is mental. It's a defense mechanism in place so you don't hurt your body. When you burn yourself, it has to hurt so that you move that hand away from the stove. All right? It's supposed to be a signal to the brain to tell you to do something different. When your knee hurts after you sprain it, all right, every time you try to bend it, that's the body's way of saying, don't bend this knee. All right? It's injured. Let me heal it first. If you break a rib, the same thing. We want the ribs to come together. We don't want you moving around. And so pain is a defense mechanism that is mentally based. Yes, you could cut a nerve so that the nerve doesn't transmit a signal to the brain. But a mechanism is in play where, as a nerve can tell the brain that you're in pain, so can your mind. So can a hypnotherapist or whatever. I mean, somebody could say, look, you're hurting. Like, yeah, I'm hurting. And they can make you believe that you're in pain. It's very, very mental. So a big concern I have with this bill is it's going to cause a lot of medical providers to say, I'm out. I'm just going to do, you know, cholesterol management or diabetes management. If you have pain, go elsewhere. That's what it's going to cause. It's also going to cause a lot of doctors to say, whoa, this is just way too much. Okay, I'm a physical medicine and rehab specialist, or I'm a pain management specialist, or I'm an orthopedic doctor. Okay, I got to spend all this extra money and time and be at risk of getting in trouble if somebody overdoses, when 91 people overdose a day and die. The odds are against me. I'm just going to move, all right, because I still have student loans to pay for. I got a family to support. I got patients that I want to take care of. This is my career. Now, many of you will say, but Dahlia, the whole purpose is to stop and curb opioid overprescribing. This is going to do that. It will. But can somebody tell me where the average person gets their narcotics when they overdose? Is it always their doctor, or are they getting them from a friend? Are they getting them from black market? 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. We'll be right back.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So a woman is suing a Pennsylvania hospital where she once worked because nude photos were taken of her while she was on the operating table. Being reported by Fox News, Sheila Horowski sued Washington Hospital in Pennsylvania, its chief executive, and the doctor performing the surgery. She alleges invasion of privacy and medical malpractice, among other claims that was filed December 12th. The 45-year-old said she discovered the photos when she returned to work after an incisional hernia surgery in September 2016. Horowski told the Tribune Review a colleague approached her with the photos on her cell phone, saying, "I've got something for your scrapbook." The hospital claims the photos were an extension of a practical joke Hromsky participated in by putting fake intestines on her body before the surgery. While she admittedly playing a joke on her doctor, Hromsky said she didn't get permission for the photos to be taken. So the hospital said they fired the nurse who took the photos, no longer allows that doctor to perform surgeries, and Hromsky, who worked as an operating room secretary, said in her lawsuit she was subjected to harassment by other employees. Hromsky took an extended leave of absence, as recommended by her doctor, and then she said she was fired once her leave ended in October. The hospital said it afforded accommodations for her return, but she refused the accommodations. Both Hromsky and her lawyer claimed the hospital treated her like the wrongdoer instead of the victim. It is unclear what damages she is seeking. So, okay, I'm not too sure what the heck is going on here. So, she's having surgery, and so she puts... if she's having an incisional hernia issue, so it's obviously probably an abdominal sort of surgery. So she puts some fake intestines on there. People laugh. They take a picture. But if they took a picture, one, you'd never do that. Okay, so that's stupid. All right? But if she was naked and undressed, and she was asleep... during the, you know, you would think if they're like, oh, haha, this is so funny, let me take a picture of you on the operating table. So I'd like to know, was she awake during the pictures where she could have consented, or was she basically under anesthesia? If she was under anesthesia, oh, hell no. And you never take pictures in the operating room. But this is just a little odd. Was there original consent? And then all of a sudden she's like, oh no, because you got some nudity in there. I want to blame her for being mad. You know, doctors fired, nurses fired, and they should be. I mean, that's stupid. You don't take pictures and then pass them around. That's scary stuff. But I don't want you guys to think that that's going to happen to you. Sounds like she did something funny to, you know, I guess make them want to take pictures. And I guess they thought that she was going to be okay with it. But one thing that we need to take home from this, which seems to be a very common theme, is we joke around a lot with our colleagues and with our coworkers and with our secretaries, with our staff, with our supervisors. We joke around a lot. And we can pretty much immediately make a decision, although it's a superficial survey of the situation. But we make an instant decision if somebody's cool or not. You make a joke. Once they laugh and feed back into it, you're like, all right, this person's cool. I could talk around them. I don't have to watch what I have to say around them. This has been happening a lot. Excuse me, when it comes to sexual harassment and, jokes that are risque. All right, it happens a lot. And so now that the work environment is a very cold one, is a very scary one for a lot of people, you have a lot of people kind of seeking out who's cool and who's not so that they could talk with them, all right? She apparently was considered cool because here she is putting fake intestines. I can see how that could be funny, all right? Here she is putting fake intestines. So you can see she has a sense of humor. So they probably thought, all right, she's cool, we're good. Although, taking a nude photo, I don't see, that'll change anybody to not being cool anymore. But the one thing I noticed with a lot of these issues is, all right, well, we were cool with it. We were cool. You see this a lot with colleagues talking about race. You know, in the old days, you know, Jews and Italians and African Americans and Asians and, you know, people would be in groups. They would talk to each other. They would make jokes. Like if you ever saw like the movie Don't Mess with the Zohan, you had the Palestinian groups and then you had the Muslim groups and then you had the Israelis. And they were, you know, ratting back and forth to each other. They were laughing. They were getting along. And they were saying things that I don't think if I remember were racist, but they were stereotypical of their beans, and they went back and forth. And this is how conversations used to be. It's not allowed anymore because there's too many opportunities to go the wrong way with it and to be racist. So we don't do that in the workplace anymore. But you have a lot of people that love talking about, you know, ethnicities. You know, oh, yeah, man, Italians know how to cook. Don't go to Bob's house for spaghetti. If you're going to go, you got to go to Salvatore's. And of course, it's probably deeper than that. But, you know, people like to talk about that. And I know, and I've been involved in a lot of conversations, and I've been the front of a lot of jokes being the Jew. Yeah, and, you know, if they're not insulting and they're not being racist and they're not being stereotypical, I go with it. You know, matzo balls and circumcision jokes, I can play along with that. But it's not something that the average person should do, any person should do in the workplace, because somebody gets insulted, that's sexual harassment. You're in trouble. And so the idea of, all right, you know what, these people are cool, so we're good, never gives you a blanket get out of jail free card forever. And so you may be able to use certain terminology, certain words, make certain jokes around people, but 1 hour later, it's a whole different, it's clean slate. 1 day later, 1 week later, 1 year later. And if you say, but wait a second, we always talk like that among each other. You said that to me. That's not what the lawsuit's about. The lawsuit is about what you did that particular day. That Polaroid snapshot. And so my recommendation to anybody is whoever you think is cool, just stop for a second and go, what if they're not cool? All right. Am I going to be in trouble for something I said or did? Now, speaking of not cool, we have a doctor here in New Jersey, is it? Who reused disposable anal catheters on multiple patients. According to NJ.com, Dr. Sanjeev P. Patankar, a colorectal surgeon in East Brunswick, New Jersey, might have overlooked the, quote, single-use portion of the name of anal catheters. And the New Jersey Board of Medical Examiners has suspended his medical license for allegedly reusing disposable single-use anal catheters on multiple patients. Anal catheters are tubes that are inserted to the patient's rectum, where we can inject fluids for an enema or obtain fecal matter samples. Anal catheters are obviously will get dirty. They say between January 1 and November 30th of 2017, Dr. Patankar's office reportedly performed 82 procedures requiring the catheters, but they only ordered 5 during that time period. Now, I mean, did they have multiple, you know, did they order back in 2016, so they only had to order 5 more that year? Well, they don't think that's likely. And so we are being told that rather than dispose of the catheters, Dr. Patankar had his staff wash them between uses. All right. Now, most disposable equipment are not autoclavable. They'd be made of plastic. If it's stainless steel, and a lot of anoscopes are, you can autoclave them. So we'll talk about how to prevent this happening to you. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so in the late 90s, there was a huge problem with reusing medical devices designed for single use. I don't know if you guys knew this. Okay? I'm looking at an article written here by a law school, I can't, Claudia Parks Miller, J-D-L-L-M, saying that under pressure to cut costs, hospitals and healthcare providers are recycling and reusing disposable medical devices like biopsy forceps, invasive procedure catheters, saw blades, and drill bits after patient use. And by 1999, it was estimated that one-third or more of all U.S. hospitals routinely reuse disposable medical devices that have been labeled and approved for one-time use. And many hospitals and healthcare professionals will deem them recyclable. These are unbeknownst to patients. Hospitals either reprocess the devices themselves or reuse them or send the instruments out to a third party for reprocessing. They say doctors are not required to inform the patients that the recycled medical device will be used on them. And there were no standards as of the late 90s as to the number of times a device could be reprocessed. The patients were usually billed the same amount whether a medical device was new or recycled. And I guess manufacturers started to sell these single-use medical devices back in the late 70s. There was a demand for disposable products by hospitals and healthcare providers prior to this because, you know, glass, metal, rubber, you know, they were expensive, and disposable offered an easier way to, you know, use something and dispose of it. But then once medical costs started to skyrocket, which they did in the late 90s and the early 2000s, and malpractice started to skyrocket, we saw that people wanted to, I guess, skimp, cut costs, and scary stuff. Apparently, recycling medical devices used for single use was a $20 million a year industry back then. And the FDA, I believe by 2001, had to come up with labeling recommendations, had to get involved for single-use devices that were reprocessed by third parties at hospitals. And this was a guidance that the FDA brought about. And it's kind of long, but basically they gave a lot of, I guess, recommendations on what should be done, what requirements devices have to comply with. Now, some of you will say, oh my gosh, that means I have been contaminated and cross-contaminated. Not exactly. Okay? To put some of your guys' fears at rest, some single-use equipment, and this is where it gets tricky, some single-use equipment was not made of plastic. They were made of things that were autoclavable, that were sterilizable. And so some of these companies marketed single-use when it was very close to the same product that was a multiple-use product. And some of you are like, well, okay, what would be a multiple-use product? Well, most surgical instruments are multiple-use. Most surgical instruments are stainless steel. You go through a sterilization process. I would double do in my office, so we would do the 24-hour soak of a germicide, and then we would also autoclave. And so we would, I just wanted to be double sure, and thank God we didn't have any wound infections. So most surgical equipment is not disposable. They're stainless steel. You clean them. You have to make sure there's no tissue in them, obviously. And, you know, most of you, if you've ever had surgery, it was with an instrument that was used on somebody else, but it was cleaned properly. Okay? This is how we've done it for years. Then they came up with, you want to know what? With syringes and needles, we're going to use disposable. You're going to throw them out. So a lot of things, IV catheters, these are now just single-use things. But one thing that we did notice is some of the equipment would be labeled single-use. And you're like, wait a second here. This is autoclavable. This is just like an autoclavable piece of equipment, but you're making me throw it out each time so I buy more from the company. And so when you hear that a third of hospitals might have reused or had them reprocessed or autoclaved or cleaned, it's because they deemed that product, that instrument, autoclavable. If something wasn't autoclavable, it would denature. It would distort. It would, if it was plastic, it would melt. And so you add a little bit of distress for some of these companies going, wait a second, they're calling it single use so they get money. And we have to keep buying them and throwing them out when this is a perfectly good instrument that could be sterilized and autoclavable just like my other autoclavable instruments. And that's why you saw the quote-unquote reusing. Now, yes, it cut costs. It did. It blew my mind when I started, when I opened my practice. When I needed a box of Band-Aids, if I bought it through a medical supply store, as a doctor, it was three times the cost. And I looked at this box, and I'm like, I could have gone to Walmart. When we use vinegar for colposcopies, I hear most doctor's offices, they say, go and get vinegar from the store. When you buy anything from a medical supply store, boy, do they skyrocket the cost. And then, once things started to change with the economy and stuff, a box of gloves tripled. You could get a box of gloves pretty cheap. All of a sudden now, box of gloves went up, I mean, exponentially. And so we're noticing that now we're spending more on medical supplies. Are we getting more money? Did we get a cost of living increase? Are we getting reimbursed? No. Reimbursement hadn't changed for doctors in decades. So no, we weren't making more money. So all these costs went up and we weren't making more money. And then you wonder why you see doctors start to cut corners. They shouldn't. That's no excuse to. But you start to look at your medical supplies and you go, okay, wait a second here, okay? These are instruments that are autoclavable. Why are we doing single use? Now, in my office, my single use were always plastics. You could throw them out. Yeah, vaginal speculum, you throw it out. It's plastic. I had endometrial biopsy. You don't mess with that. But stainless steel things you autoclave. That's what you do. And the stainless steel has a better feel to it. They work. They seem to be cleaner. You know, many of these plastics, they aren't necessarily sterile when you use them. So the plastic vaginal specula weren't sterile. You don't have to be sterile for a pap smear. It's called a clean contaminated or a clean procedure. You aren't sterilizing a vagina when you do a pap smear. So there's bacteria in there, etc. So it's not a sterile environment. You're not betadining or anything. So you could have a sterile environment where, like in a surgical operating room where you use betadine and you wash like crazy and you try to make sure there's not one bacteria that could be around even your normal skin bacteria around the wound. Those are sterile procedures. Dirty procedures is when you have to drain a rectal abscess. There's no way that's going to be a sterile procedure because you got feces all over the place and you got an abscess. That's going to be called a dirty procedure. Then you got clean procedures and clean contaminated. And a vaginal, pap smear, wouldn't be a sterile procedure. It wouldn't necessarily be a dirty procedure, but it wouldn't be sterile because you have bacteria in there. And so plastic specula aren't necessarily sterile. They don't have to be. Yet, for me, I'm like, any gynecological thing I'm going to be putting in there, I want sterile. So I use stainless steel, and I use autoclavable type things. So how do you prevent somebody reusing an anal catheter or anything? You ask to see the instruments and ask to see them in their autoclavable packages or in their packages. And say, look, I trust you. It's just I want to see what was used on me. Can you open the package in front of me and let me see it? And if they don't like it, fine. Find a new doctor. It's your body. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.